While Cincinnati has excellent professional theaters, you should not lose track of our many fine community theaters, which tend to serve specific parts of town with productions by talented volunteer theater enthusiasts. A perfect example of this, and one you should pay attention to, is the Drama Workshop on Glenmore Avenue in Cheviot. They've been producing shows since 1954. Here to talk about the company's upcoming season is Board President Eric Thomas and Dennis Murphy, who is a veteran community theater director who also serves as the production vice president for the Drama Workshop. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, Rick.
Let's start with the theater building itself. You're a little unusual. Many of the community theaters in town rent a hall somewhere. They perform in a school auditorium or something like that. But Drama Workshop has its own. Why don't you want to tell us a little bit more about the origins of that?
In the fall of 2012, we were able to buy this building, and then we started renovations 2013. And in 7 months, we converted it into a theater. It was originally a bowling alley that was run by the same family since 1929.
It was called Glenmore Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. That's right.
And now you call it the Glenmore Playhouse.
Exactly. Because it's on Glenmore Avenue. So it really works.
How many people can you seat in it?
At the moment, we can seat 95.
Is that flexible?
It is flexible. When we were at Westwood Town Hall, we used to do theater in the round. Uh-huh. And so now we also have a proscenium option as well. So our seating is designed so we can switch it either way.
Okay.
Last season, we did the entire season in the round, and this season, it's all going to be done proscenium.
So the building's almost 100 years old. I looked it up and saw that the bowling alley opened in 1928, so not too much longer, and you'll have a centennial celebration.
That's right.
But the theater itself, with having started in 1954, has a pretty long history. Having a permanent facility really lets you take things up a notch. It's easier for rehearsals, for building your sets, all of those kinds of things. As the production VP, I have to imagine that's particularly important.
Exactly. We were able to expand our season, too. We can now do 5 shows, so we're basically working on a show every day of the year.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. You've got a season that is just about to kick off, starting with a frothy summer comedy called Nana's Naughty Knickers. And Eric, maybe you'd tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the Drama Workshop has a wonderful history of farcical comedies, and this one is no different. It's a hilarious comedy about a young woman who moves in with her grandmother, and unbeknownst to her, the grandmother has been running an illicit and illegal business out of her apartment selling lingerie. So there are a lot of different surprises. It's really a spirited comedy, twists at every turn, some wacky characters. It's a lot of fun. I've been in shows, a Drama Workshop directed by Dennis, where the comedy is so rich that the cast can't help but crack up at each other during rehearsals. And that's the problem that they're having right now in rehearsals.
Got to get that out of their system before we have an audience.
Yes, it's a very good sign that the cast is enjoying it and the director and everybody in the audience there for rehearsals are really enjoying it.
This is not a title that I'm familiar with. I suspect that it's not been produced locally.
It has not been produced locally. It's fairly new, and it's actually by a young female writer.
Ah, wonderful. So it's sort of a regional premiere, and lots of our theaters in town are putting an emphasis on women writers and directors and that sort of thing. What's the size of the cast?
There's 9.
That's one of the nicer things about community theaters is actors are volunteers, don't need to be paid. There's more flexibility about the size of casts, and we see it many of our professional theaters. 2 to 4 cast shows are often a staple of seasons, and you can do that. And that way you can also engage more people, so it kind of works both ways. That one is on stage starting later this week and will be continuing through August the 25th. So let's talk a little bit more about the upcoming shows. I see we've got Noel Coward on the On Deck Circle.
Right. We always like to have a classic as part of our season. And so this year it's going to be Blythe Spirit in October, just in time for Halloween.
And that's a ghost comedy about a man who's haunted by his late wife. He's remarried, but the former wife won't let go. So that's happening in October.
Yeah, it's written in 1941, but it's really just a timeless comedy. It's lasted this long because it's so witty and clever.
Well, and another timeless piece is set for the holidays. It's A Wonderful Life. And Eric, maybe you'll tell, because this is done in a little different way.
Yeah, not only is it staged, it's staged as a live radio drama. So there are 5 actors playing all the roles, switching between roles, running back and forth, live Foley artists doing the sound effects. It takes this classic and dusts it off and freshens it up and makes it a really visual feast as well.
But it's still George Bailey's story.
That's
with his guardian angel Clarence keeping an eye on things and trying to prove to him that it's a wonderful life.
That's right. And it's, we've seen it so many times, but you've never seen it like this.
Yeah. It's A Wonderful Life is happening in December. Then A Catered Affair starts sort of late February and runs into early March. This is a newer musical. Tell us what this one is about.
Yeah, this might be a musical that people are not terrifically familiar with, but the book is by Harvey Fierstein, who's, you know, a Tony Award winner, wrote the book for La Cage aux Folles and Kinky Boots. It's based on the 1956 movie by Gore Vidal, starring Bette Davis and Debbie Reynolds. It's just a touching family comedy drama spice of life piece with some gorgeous, really beautiful music. And it didn't get the recognition it deserved on Broadway. It got 12 Drama Desk nominations when it premiered. I had never heard of it, I'll be frank, but having listened to the cast recording, it's just gorgeous.
It has a great score. And it's the story of a lavish wedding that's being planned for a couple who really would prefer to like go to City Hall and get married.
That's right. And so the young couple, and it's their love story, and then it's their parents and their love story. It's a lovely, lovely piece.
Well, and then talk about memorable music, although of a very different kind. Up next is Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash. This is a musical portrait of that Man in Black. It was a big hit for the Cincinnati Playhouse a couple of years back. What motivated adding that one to the season?
Well, we always try to do at least one musical, and this one just spoke to everybody in terms of being something different from our normal musicals that we present, to actually be doing country music like that. We did Always Patsy Cline a couple years ago, and that was very successful. So this one is going to be very successful. Also, we think because it's got 24 of his best songs.
Yeah. And do you have an actor within your company who will be able to play the role?
It's a little different. There is no actual role of Johnny Cash in this. It's a plotted piece, and it has different vignettes that use his music, but there is no character of Johnny Cash himself. It's not a biomusical per se.
Okay. Well, that will be happening in the springtime, the first couple of weeks of May of 2020. The final item of the season is one that I'm excited to hear you tell us a little bit more about. It's called Homebrew Theater. It's happening just one weekend in June, June 12th through 14th in 2020. And Eric, I know you've had your hands in this in a number of ways, so tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thank you. This has really sort of become a passion of mine. 5 years ago, one of our key members and board members, Clint Bramkamp, came up with the idea of, I write short plays, so do my friends. Let's put them on and pour some beer and see what happens. And it's grown every year since. And this past year, we put it on in early June. This past year, we had a sold-out weekend and we had to turn people away. I've written plays that have been performed. The first play I ever wrote was performed in Homebrew Number 3, which was a little over a year ago, directed by Dennis here. So it's sort of an incubator of talent. It develops playwrights. It develops directors. The first time I directed was at Homebrew. And then I produced it this past year, and we had a record number of submissions from authors, all local authors. That's the home in Homebrew. And then the brew in Homebrew is that we have a beer reception sponsored by one of the local breweries this past year and the year before. It was Westside Brewing down the street from us. And so it's a great way to really put the community in community theater. It's all people from here writing, directing, acting, and enjoying each other afterwards. So it's a great time.
And I believe it is a totally unique offering. I don't think anybody else in town is doing anything very similar to that.
Well, I'll give a little plug to our friends over at Village Players of Fort Thomas. Also in June, they put on a themed New Works Festival with local authors there.
Oh,
and
excellent.
So, yeah, that's
But there's no beer.
No beer. Okay, well, a big difference there. But let me go back to what I said earlier, that our community theaters really enhance the quality of theater throughout Greater Cincinnati. And through things like this, that particularly is the case. So coming up later this week, Nana's Naughty Knickers will be kicking off the Drama Workshop's 2019-2020 season. That happens on Friday. For more information about the show and the theater, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Eric Thomas and Dennis Murphy about the upcoming season at Cheviot's The Drama Workshop. Thank you both for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.